Is it true? Is there such a marvelous thing as born again? Could it be possible that there is a God of the Bible who actually created all and surely interacts in the daily affairs of men? Could it be possible that this God of the Bible sent his only begotten Son to redeem the damned souls of the sons of Adam? Was there even an Adam? Was there a rib from that rib a woman? Was there a Noah and the judgment of the whole world of old? And is there an impending judgment you and I and the whole world will participate in again? The answer to every single question posed is yes, absolutely yes. All of these questions and so many more are presented and proven here at God Said, Man Said. Satan's champions have challenged but have failed time after miserable time. God's word is true and righteous altogether. Have you been born a second time, this time of the Spirit of God? John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Are you ready for the truth? Today is your day of salvation. Make your decision for Jesus Christ now, while you still have time. Click on to Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13 through 18, But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. God said, 1 Corinthians 15:51-53, Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Man said, The Bible passages written thousands of years ago can't be true. If they're true, then there's of God. But of course that can't be true. Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature article 763, that will once again prove the full inerrancy of God's majority text Holy Bible. All of these glorious features are archived here in text and streaming audio for the edification of faith, and as powerful information with which to engage in the battle for the souls of men. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Be sure to take advantage of three very useful tools on God Said, Man Said. One, you have questions, God has answers. Whatever your question, type a keyword into the search bar top right and watch the screen populate with related information from Adam and Eve to quantum physics. Number two, use the tell a friend feature above to send a message to someone you love. It's so quick and easy. Number three, imagine you can download nearly 205 hours of God Said, Man Said features to your electronic device. Listen to one every day. Thank you for coming. Your visit is the reason we're here. May God's face shine upon you and yours with light and truth. Regularly on God Said, Man Said, we cite strange, even bizarre pronouncements made in the Bible thousands of years ago, claims roundly criticized by carnal academia that today have not only entered the realm of scientific consideration, but even very real possibility. Does it seem reasonable to you that Creator God would have inside knowledge concerning the wisdom of his handiwork? Should one be surprised that his words given unto us in his Holy Bible would reveal classic insights into the very makeup of all that's living and dead, of all that's spiritual and physical, of all that's invisible and visible? Consider a few biblical pronouncements, once thought of as wild-eyed exaggerations embraced by Christian zealots. The Bible states that one father, Adam, and one mother, Eve, are the parents of the entire human race. Evolution's original position was that mankind had no specific origin but simply popped up all over the globe. That is until the field of microbiology established that all humans alive today are the children of Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve, one father, just one mother. The Word of God teaches that Adam and Eve were created immortal, but because of their fall from grace, the law of sin and death began to reign over them and all their progeny. Today, the once ridiculed word immortality has entered the medical lexicon as futuristic possibility. Before the flood, in the days of Noah, the Bible's average lifespan was 911 years. How foolish it sounded. But today, the field of gerontology, the scientific study of old age, is toying with the idea of 1,000 years. Adam is the first to be anesthetized when Eve was created from his rib. Genesis 2, 21 and 22. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. Can you see some similarities to today's concept of cloning? God lists the cloud of witnesses in Hebrews 11, who were some of God's faith champions of old who stood in faith in the face of utter contradiction. Verse 7 speaks of Noah. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Noah believed God's word to him concerning strange and bizarre things not seen as yet. He believed God's word that man's average lifespan of 911 years would only top out at 120 years in the future, something science knows as the Hayflick effect. Noah believed God concerning strange things called rain. The first record of rain begins during the first day of 40 days and 40 nights of the global flood. Prior to the days of Noah, Genesis 2, 5, and 6 reads, "And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground, but there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground." According to Christian geology, mountain and island ranges were formed during the flood of Noah as tectonic plates crashed into one another as a result of the breaking up of the great fountains of the deep in combination with a devastating weight of torrential rains, winds, and waves. Noah believed God concerning things not seen as yet, but surely seen they are all over the earth. Jesus said that as he returning, it would be as it was in the days of Noah, and things not seen as yet will come to pass. The first thing we'll consider is the great taking up of the Church of Christ, commonly known as the Rapture. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words." 1 Corinthians 15:51 through 53, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." In just one moment, in the twinkling of an eye, those who are blood-bought the world over will be changed. We will put off mortality and put on immortality and meet Jesus Christ in the clouds. Does that sound like things not seen as yet? Surely this event will qualify strange and bizarre, but is today's science and science fiction entertaining such ideas? Keep in mind that God does not do magic. All of his works are done in wisdom and knowledge. According to the passages that we just read, the dead in Christ shall rise first. In a very broad sense, we have some inkling how God will perform such a staggering feat. During the great global alarm sounded by the last trump, the Holy Ghost, God's quickening, life-giving force, full of supernatural energy and wisdom, will quicken the remains of those who have died in Christ and raise them up immortal to meet Jesus Christ in the clouds. Sound beyond bizarre? Has such thinking entered the institutions of today's science? Scientists now work with DNA found in the unearthed remains of ancient creatures, and now their efforts are to resurrect extinct species. Consider that the Jurassic Park movie series is built on reasonable expectations. Some find the idea of God raising all the redeemed from the earth to meet Jesus Christ in the clouds is ludicrous, but are regularly entertained by alien abductions to the great mothership in the sky. Science and science fiction keep knocking on our door. A colossal Holy Ghost undertaking is about to happen. Yes, things not seen as yet, but it's beginning to rain. God said, 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with them. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words." God said, 1 Corinthians 15:51-53, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." Man said, "The Bible passages written thousands of years ago can't be true. If they're true, then there's a God. But of course that can't be true." Now you have the record. Next week, God willing, part 2.